Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rebecca Kelly, and you're listening to the Everywhere We Go podcast. On this week's episode, I sit down with the stars of Gogglebox Ireland, the Cabra Girls, Lindsay, Ashley, Grania, and Jamie. They worry they've nothing to say, but from the get-go, the conversation comes easy, with each of them being as quick-witted as the other. Their friendship is a force to be reckoned with, and is the result of being truly there for each other through thick and thin. The girls talk to me about growing up in Cabra. They're no-nonsense mothers and nannies who, with a gang of women, would take them off to Pwelly and the likes every year. We talk about the loss of Ashley and Lindsay's mother at a very young age and the things she has missed out on through the years. We talk about how they joined the cast of Gogglebox Ireland and Jamie's recent loss of her beloved granddad during COVID. I don't think these girls realise how enchanting they actually are. Be prepared for a lot of laughs and maybe a couple of tears. Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are and where we come from. So who are you and where do you come from?
We're the Cabra Girls.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for coming tonight and sitting down with me and having this conversation. Long time coming because...
Yeah, big time.
We tried.
Thanks so much for having us.
No, I know, but we tried to organise this loads.
Season 1.
Yeah, it was season 1 actually, yeah. That we tried to organise it. So many people talk about you. So many people talk about you just from Gogglebox.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I hope it's not all bad.
Yeah. Good things?
Do you think it's good things when people talk about you? You must get lots of feedback.
But
like
to
that.
Our face is good things.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Only took us 6 seasons.
Yeah. I know.
So take it back to the very beginning. So just for anyone who doesn't know you, okay? So who are the sisters and who are the friends?
Me and Lindsay. Ashley and Lindsay are the sisters and Jamie and Grania are the friends.
And how did that come about?
Well, Ashley and Lindsay's mum and my nanny were best friends. So when they used to go away.
I think she went to the Cabra Girls.
She's right. Oh. She's right.
I fucking knew.
I was like, what's your mag got to do with this?
No,
I knew he was right.
No, she's
on,
right.
And that's how we became friends, through their mum and my nanny. My nanny and the girls' mums were our best friends. And when they went on their holidays, my nanny brought me, and that's how I met these two.
Like, okay. We spent all our childhoods together.
Yeah, like all our holidays together. We were together. Like, I started going on holidays with my nanny when I was 4. So, and I would be the youngest there with us.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Matt. And how did you come into Gronion?
I'm the newcomer.
It doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't feel like it. I don't even know what age, really, to be honest.
I think you were about 15, maybe.
Yeah, about 15. So I would have been friends with Lindsay before the rest. And then just as the years went on, we all just became really good friends. And now it's like, I don't know my life without them.
Yeah, because we all, like my friends, Lindsay's friends, and we've a sister and a brother, all their friends, we're all one big group of friends.
It's like we all integrated.
Yeah.
Together.
So do you all have separate friends?
No.
Not really.
Well, we have a little few.
Yeah, well, their other sister, she would be my closest friend. But, she's the mad one, so I go with her.
Ashley's the mad one.
So I'd be like, I'll just go with Ashley.
I would say I'm easily led, Jamie.
Yes, well, maybe.
So tell me, in what way is she the mad one? Tell me about that.
She, like, it's just, you know, when you're you'd be sitting in, you'd be saying, oh, I'm bored. Asha, do you want to do something? Before you'd know, you'd be in the backyards of town swinging out with two bottles and two fellas, and then you'd say, it's 5 a.m, where do we go, Asha? And we'd always end up somewhere together, and we've always a story to tell.
Yeah, we have the best.
And we're always the last to leave anywhere.
They don't know when to go home.
No.
See, it's hard to get me out. I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't go out from one end of the month to the next, but when I go out, I don't want to go home. So Jamie always stays.
El Reliable, I stay with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes now she does lead me astray. She'll say, come on, we go out early, we're home early. And I'd buy it. And I'd say, yeah, okay. And then come 9 o'clock, I'm like, Jamie, are we going home?
Chinese on the way, and they never get the Chinese.
I'm just getting a few more bottles. Wait, we'll wait now. It's my round. Then it's your round. And then a few more rounds, and then we go home. And then everything's closed and we have to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have a great time together.
Yeah, we do.
And then tell me, like, what kind of kids were you?
I actually think we were very good kids, weren't we?
We were really good kids. Like, we were so good on holidays.
We were.
So good.
We all went together. We never fought or anything on holidays because your mum would kill you.
We were just, what we were told to do, we did it.
Yeah.
Do you know, we'd all stay together. We'd never leave anyone
like
out.
Mind each other. Don't have them coming back and saying that. Or if you went back and today said, don't mind them. There was none of that. Wait until I get them. Go out and tell them. Shut up and don't mind them. Look after each other.
Yeah.
It was great.
But like these holidays, it wasn't just us. It was like a whole group of women from Cabaret and all the kids.
It used to be the guts of 75 people, I'd say, yeah. Going on holidays.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the boat to Pueli.
Yeah.
It was mad.
It would have been.
I wouldn't do it now.
I would.
I totally would.
Even I'd go to Pueli now.
We should bring all your user children.
Yeah.
And do it.
Yeah.
Do you think the kids don't have or will ever have the experiences that we had growing up?
No.
No.
Not with social media now, and they're mad at
you haven't
games.
Got the freedom.
They don't even go out and play the way we did. They all have their mobiles. They wouldn't know when to come back. Like, you know the way you used to say, I'll knock around for you to your friend. And you literally knocked around. You wouldn't ring if they weren't in and you'd know when to go home.
Yeah, when the street lights came off, you knew you had to go home.
Yeah.
Like I even said to my niece, she's, Kerry 6. And I said to her today only, something came up and I was saying, back down, I used to play 40-40, kick the can, bulldog. Yeah, and she was like, why would you want to kick a can? You didn't actually kick a can. And tried to explain to her these games that now she's all about, what's it, Roblox or whatever it's called, or YouTube clips of these American kids.
Opening a bleeding Kinder Egg.
Kinder Egg is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, instead of having their own Kinder Egg, they want to watch other people opening it.
So
it's
true.
Mad.
Like, we'd play skipping for hours on end and get the best crack out of it.
Yeah, but they don't go out. And do you know what's terrible is, it's not really that safe for them.
No.
So, like, you can't just throw them out the door and say, go on, come back in when it's getting dark. You can't do that.
In saying that, though, where I live, we're facing, like, a field. And all the kids play out. Like, it's not like in Cabra where we were brought up. They don't play out anymore because the streets are wild. Like, the cars are going up and down. It's nowhere really
to
play.
It's too busy, yeah.
But, like, the green that's across from us is a playground and then it's a big, huge green. Like, my little boy would go out there with all his pals, play football and, like, still be at 9 o'clock now with summer outside. Do I have to come home? Mm-hmm. And all the kids are out. So you don't mind it because we literally see him from the window. You know where he is. But like a lot of people don't have that these days.
No.
And you see, back then it was some families didn't even have a car. Like, or you only had that one and that was your one car. Now we've got families with every person in the household. You get to a certain age, gets a car. So the road was covered in cars.
Yeah.
So even where I grew up was a main road. But it was still a safe. You would run across the road and have games in the middle of the street and you have the odd car coming up.
And you'd have the swing.
And you'd have the swing on the pole.
Yeah.
And the only thing we were scared of was the man who used to come out and cut us down when we were on it. That's what we were scared of. Now you couldn't do that.
Now I'd be nervous even crossing your road because it's so busy.
Yeah. So busy.
That's because of the Lewis, I'd say.
Isn't it mad that you just said that that's the only thing as children that you were scared of?
Was the man who used to, there was a man on Air Road who used to call him Mad Richie. And he used to throw his mother out the top bedroom window. Now, he wouldn't open the window. It was the old window. You know, the one where it was the big pane. Then you had the top little...
His mother?
You saw his mother, yeah.
She's like a cat with 9 legs.
Swear to God, we'd be out playing.
So was he, Richie.
Yeah, summer holidays, we'd be out playing. And all you'd hear is... And you'd look and she'd be mid-flight. And she'd land on the grass... In the garden.
Grant, did Shepard die from that?
No.
Was he ever arrested?
No, he'd be taken off and then you'd see him the next few days, he'd get the window put in and the two of them be walking down the shop again together. And then you'd say 3 weeks later, be gone again. And like then he was the only road in the house that didn't have a car, like they had a clear gap for the swing. So one day we were there on the swing and used to put the pillow down for your ass,
because your little ass would be killing you.
And I don't know who it was on it, and one of the girls was really great at lifting you up really high, and he came down with a garden scissors and chopped down while he was mid flight.
It's the personal, right?
Yeah, you were grand, like, but that's what he done. How they actually died was they got drunk on the house one night and the house went up.
Aww.
And he died and she was taken into a, like, say, Brendan's or one of those, and she died about a year later.
Oh, that's sad though, isn't it?
Yeah, but she went out
probably
that bad, she went out that window. Like one time he put, like, she went out and then a pot of shoe went over.
Like,
anyone
like that.
Anyone that lives on my road,
I can verify this is 100% true, because Granny is what, 3 roads away from us, say?
Yeah.
And everyone on my road was terrified of him, because he'd walk.
Remember, he used to run through the chalk.
Stop up and down.
One day
he chased me and he said, "I'm going to get you, you fat little bitch." I didn't even call him out, and I was terrified I wouldn't say that. And he chased me.
A load of lads. You'd never do knickknacks, right? And these group lads that weren't even off the road. I was disgusted with them, because they didn't even live on the road. And they went in and done a knickknack, and we were sitting down, like, good 10 doors down on the opposite side of the road, and he must have just looked down and seen us. Well, he took chase at us. I had to run around the whole block.
He was a fast runner.
And sneak into my house. He wouldn't see me.
He had mad hair, didn't he?
He was really tall, and he kind of reminded me of if Mr. Bean was 6'4".
Now, do you know who he in my head, what he is, you know your man Elf, Halloween H2O? Michael Myers. That's exactly like...
Oh, no, he wasn't.
I don't know who he is.
He was Mr. Bean.
Have you ever seen Richie?
No. Lindsay was too quiet for Richie.
And I wouldn't mind, his dad was a lovely man, a lovely, like, genuinely lovely man. And he ended up dying of cancer. I think his name was Jim or something. And he was a lovely man, but Betty and Richie, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Them two were mad as a box of frogs.
But that's all you would be afraid of.
That's it. Like,
that was the fear on Air Road, not anything else, not getting a smack of a car or.
We were like a little bit, not wilder, but we would have been as wilder as this one.
Yeah.
She was as quiet grown up.
Lindsay's very pure as a child.
Like, Lindsay, like, only came out of Scouts when she was what? 19, 20?
About 23.
Did you really?
Yeah. When Nat got drinking for the first time at 22.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was like, what are you doing in it?
Yeah, I always said, what do you do? Like,
what you do?
I always seen her in a uniform.
A little toggle.
How are you?
A waggle.
Is that what it's called?
A waggle, yeah.
I thought it was a toggle.
When I went back as a leader, and I thought, you know, they've given me so much, like, of my childhood, it's time to give back. And then I brought all the kids camping and left my kid at home, and I was like, what am I doing? So I had to just stop it.
She comes in handy when we go camping.
Oh yeah, she does. Like, when we go to the electric picnic and all, she'll whack that tent up, not about her
in seconds.
Like a female Bear grill.
I won't go that far, because she won't sleep in it. Remember the night of bad red, she skimmied off into the mobile home.
Yeah. I was puking from that Chinese we had.
I nearly suffocated in the little one man tent being wrong. You were shooting.
So bring it back for me about who's a mammy? Where's the mammies?
Me and Lindsay.
The two of you, yeah. My father tells me I deserve Aria. Because Aria breaks my heart.
Toes,
do you know what I mean?
My dad. Son is actually very good. Like, sometimes I wouldn't even know I hadn't. Then before I was coming here, I was like, I'm going to kill him. But like, he is good. But he's a 4-year-old. Do you know what I mean? He wants to swing out me light bulbs. He wants to do Peter Pan off me curtain pole. Sometimes I'd be like, would he just stop for a minute? Well, now, he is good, but I was good as a child. I was good. It was as I got older, I went wilder. And as I'm going into my 30s, it's not stopping. The way people used to say, you'll grow out of it. I haven't. I've probably escalated more.
Yeah, we have. As we've gotten older. It's like the freedom.
Like when I was in my teens, you might say, you can go because Ashley's going. Right. Little did you know Ashley was the bad influence. I was like, yeah, let's go, Ashley. Now my man's like, who's going? Whose room are you staying in? Was it you and Ashley?
Well, then you're not going.
Yeah.
Won't see you for a week. So tell me a little bit about our nights out.
We just don't start. Like the last time, lockdown, we went to Athlone for overnight when it lifted. And Lindsay's like, I'm staying with Ashley and you're staying with Granny, right?
They separate us.
So right. Like, I was like, oh yeah. And I said to her, oh God, Lindsay's had gone mad. Oh, I said, well, that's it now, they're not coming down here for a drink. We're going to their room. Now, lo and behold, me and Asho ended up in here until 7 in the morning with Granny in and out of sleeps on the bed.
And Lindsay actually in and out of sleep on the bed as well. Yeah. You were in one as well, didn't you?
She left at like 2:15.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was away for a little bit longer.
Thank God I did, because you couldn't drive us home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lindsay had to take the car. I was at driving down. And then when I woke up the next day, I said, I don't feel fit to drive. So Lindsay drove.
It's always the way.
Yeah.
What has been your best trips?
Oh, just some mad ones. Some great ones.
Lindsay's hen.
Carrick on Shannon
was a great. Yeah.
Lindsay's hens when we went to Lisbon was actually brilliant.
Great.
A friend's sister's hens in Carlo.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
I don't think we've had one bad holiday, even like the bad ones where they, you know, where we've stayed has been bad. Like we went one time to Liverpool. And where we stayed.
I wouldn't send a letter to the dump, Rebecca. That's how bad it was. I wouldn't send a letter to it. And it was in the height of summer. Fucking Liverpool we went to.
Oh, it was brilliant. Like, those memories for me, I love it.
I hate it though. That's the last time I was in Liverpool. I never went back.
No, it was tiny. And me and Jamie were sharing a room and the window would literally open the crack. You couldn't breathe. And we were fighting over who was taking more oxygen than the other. The toilet was in the shower.
I thought it was a wardrobe. I stuck in that wardrobe. That's the toilet.
Like you couldn't swing cat in it. It was mad. But I loved it.
And it was all dirty men that were walking over, say staying in it.
Oh, stop.
It was on the docks, like. So we didn't know what. No, you wouldn't stay in it. We'd never complain. And Jamie had to go down to reception the next day. She said, look, I'd never complain. Was there any chance I could have a fan?
And the woman said, no.
No, while she was using one.
The fan is swinging around. I was like, I can't play in the room. And I, like, we're in bunk beds and I can't, I swear. And I was losing the plot. I was saying, I'm not going home. I'm not staying down there. There was men, 30 old men everywhere. How are you scared? So I was like, oh, mommy, what are we going to do? Is there any chance I can have a fan? Thing is swinging beside her. No.
No. And Jamie, you stayed on the top bunk, was it? Or was it me?
She stayed on the top.
I stayed
bunk.
On
she kept calling me.
You couldn't sit up in it because like that was the, there's the bed and there's the ceiling. So like your head was going to bounce off. Like you wouldn't even put a child in it. And I used to drag her up beside me. I'd say, come on, the two of us sitting on the side of it. I'd say, Jamie, we go down and get this.
If you're laughing in the room, the security man came out and said, you don't keep it down. And it's just me and her in the room. If you don't keep it down, throwing you out.
If I laugh and stop.
Yeah. For that, yeah. It was mad. That was a mad holiday.
Yeah, great memories.
Yeah.
As bad as it was. Yeah. I don't think we've had one bad holiday.
No, I don't think so.
What was your experiences, hens like? But we've always came home happy. The hens was amazing.
Oh,
we
went to Lisbon. It was brilliant.
Do you go all out for each other on those special occasions?
Well, this was the first, like, I'm the first to get married out of the group. So it was like brand new, like, adventure for us all. Do you know what I mean?
We'd book on to anything. So like someone in Cabra is getting married, forcing his bookers on their heads. Yeah. We don't know who's going. We're all going. We'd go anywhere. Like we have great times. But Lindsay's was the force that she was one of us that we could experience it with her. Do you know? Like we weren't just going along for the crack.
What was the wedding night? Like Yeah, do you want to tell me about that? What was the wedding like?
The wedding was fab. Like, we got married down to Sligo in a castle. It was huge. And it was just amazing. Like, we stayed down there that night and we had a day two wedding in Sligo and everyone stayed over. Ashley was maid of honour. Jamie sang at the wedding. I'm going to return the favour someday.
Yeah, maybe. Please don't.
Like, everyone was just involved in it. Like, it was amazing. And, like, all the kids were involved in it. Like, when we walked up the aisle, every, like, bridesmaid had a baby to walk up. Billy, my little boy, he was only, I think he'd only...
Not even one, was he?
He was about 11 months when we got married. And Ashley had to carry him up. So, like, her flowers were thrown to the side because he fell asleep.
He was asleep while I was walking up the aisle and slept through the whole ceremony, actually. Yeah. And only woke up then at the end.
Yeah. But it was really fab. Like, the church was inside the castle.
Oh, really? Where was it?
It's called Mercury Castle in Sligo.
Wow.
Yeah, it was absolutely stunning. Like, stunning. I'd go back and do it again.
Would you?
Oh, my God. If I could do it again tomorrow, I would.
So many people say that. Yeah, I did the hens again, but probably wouldn't do the wedding again. The stress of it.
I did the hens again. Huh?
But we had the Lisbon hens, and then we done a Dublin hens for like all the people that couldn't make it. But we only done France for our holiday abroad, and then we what did we do? Bottomless Prosecco in town.
Yeah,
we had a great day as well.
Yeah, didn't get home till like 3 o'clock.
You milked that wedding.
Oh yeah,
you milked that the whole thing.
So talk to me about Jamie singing. What's that about?
Oh, Jamie's a great little thing.
I love a little bit of karaoke. I love it. Only in the pubs.
Right.
And we were at the ground to get your dress, looking for your dress. So I went with them. And to celebrate that, she had to pick out our dress. We went back to Lindsay's to have a couple of drinks. And she was like, Jamie, would you want to sing at me wedding? Me refusing. Can I see it? Knew I said it, but was like, maybe they'll forget.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything to anyone. And then the week before our wedding, she's like, so you know what song I want you to sing? Yeah. I was like, Lindsay, seriously, are we going ahead with this? She's like, yeah. But, and then the day before I was going to bed, and I was saying to my mum, I have to sing it. And my mum was, what are you going to sing? But it turned out fine now, in fairness.
It turned out
I was so stunning. Nervous.
What did you sing?
Stand By Me.
Oh, lovely.
In like Florence
you know,
Machine.
Florence Machine.
No, I actually don't know.
Oh, it's good. Just listen to it. It's on Spotify. But I was so nervous.
Give us a bar day, will you?
Imagine. I said with Granny the night before the wedding, Granny, what was I like?
We just share a bed and
kept calm.
It was like half two in bed, but this time now we have to have an early night, and then it was like half two and we're still up. We're like, wait, no, okay, just have to go to bed. Got into bed before, and here she was. Here comes in, and all I could do was, I was like, I'm getting serenaded
to sleep.
It's great.
Oh, so, geez, it was so nervous. So nervous. But yeah, it turned out grand. And then the man didn't even record it, didn't he?
No.
The
video. Did you?
I missed it.
Oh, I'd say you were raging.
No, I was kind of delighted. So everyone was saying, let us hear it. Like anyone, my family that didn't go, were like, let us hear it. And I was like, oh, you haven't got it. And he was like, oh, maybe Lindsay will have it.
Did he even get Craig?
No.
Yeah, brother's a singer and he sang her walking up the aisle. He was groomsman.
Yeah.
And sang her walking up the aisle and he's in a band. So his friend then with Jamie sang most of the church. But I don't think the man really got any of the songs.
No, he got the first dance. Craig sang the first dance as well. It was lovely. That's the only song he got. Yeah, right.
Missed the whole church.
And come here, Jamie. Would you normally, like, other than karaoke, like, to stand up in front of a church, you must have some confidence in yourself, or is it?
See, it's people ask me when I'm gaggle.
Okay.
And she can't back
like
down.
Like, at one of my uncle's funerals, someone asked me to sing at that. And I did because obviously it was my uncle. Then my nanny's brother passed away and they were like, so you're just going to sing that, aren't you? And here I was to me, I was staying at my nanny now. She's like, you will, don't start making a show of me in front of my sisters. You'll do it. And then Lindsay's wedding, that was it. But if I'm in a pub here, it'd be a karaoke, don't put my name, go on, grind, go on.
I'm there. Make sure it's that song, tell them, not that one, that song.
Yeah. And then she gives it. God, he's put me
in. But I'd be very nervous of it doing it seriously. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing it in the pub for a laugh. Do you know that way?
Yeah, she doesn't know about it. And I always wanted to do karaoke. And up until a few years ago, I hadn't I? Now? So she said one day, right, Ashley, what's your favourite song? And I said, Island in the Stream by Dolly Parton. Love it, Kenny Rogers, right? So she said, grand, we're over in Benidorm. I think it was the fourth night, wasn't it? In this packed down
pub. Literally just put her foot into the pub and I put her name up.
So I said, yeah, you're going to have to get up now. She did. She carried me through the whole thing and I had a great time. I said, oh, I could actually do that again. It's not as daunting as it seems, but the pub emptied.
There wasn't a soul left in the pub. It was just us and the people that we went in with the hens.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, but it was when Lindsay got up to sing and emptied.
All right, okay.
They were all right for us.
What did you go up to sing?
Crazy.
She's love a karaoke and she's all sing. Will you sing as well, Granny?
No.
Granny, I don't think I've ever heard you on karaoke.
I don't sing.
You sang at, you sang in Lisbon. Grace.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's I wouldn't have done it like
you were very good
phone.
Singing that.
Yeah. You have
just
now chill.
When we're having a drink, we love a sing song. We wouldn't be, we wouldn't even think about other people listening. We'd just sit there and at the end of the night, Jamie say, wait, who's starting to sing song? And we'd all have to have
and you
song.
Wouldn't be sober.
And what songs would you sing?
Oh, well, most of the time it'd be ballads, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Depends on where we are.
We love a ballad.
And if you don't know the words, Just put on Spotify and mumble the bit you don't know.
It's grand. Well, we'll keep it on repeat until we start. Like, we literally went down to Cavan one weekend and Ashley needed to learn the words to Ireland in the Stream. When I say it went back to back, and then she says to me, don't play that again. Right? So I went, all right. Go on, she'll play it again. Right? I said, I'll knife you. I swear to God, if I didn't listen to this one more time.
Yeah.
Like, people in Cavan actually complained.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
about Ireland in the Stream.
Did they never heard
it? Like 2 o'clock in the morning.
How would you know you were sleeping in your mobile?
That bitch.
You didn't, your Polly.
We did. I think we have €3 one night. Well, I have €3 to spend.
What did you didn't stay in a hotel? Where did you stay?
We camped.
Right, we camped. Literally on this
camp. We got a line of a pop up between us. I mean, we nearly perished. Strong. I don't know how I didn't get floored.
But just go anywhere and do anything.
Yeah, well, I think we would.
No, when you say anything.
I'm very easily led.
Right.
No, with this. Yeah, I am. I'd go anywhere with you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do
I don't
anything.
Really make the decision.
No, we go anywhere, but they're doing the stuff. Like, I wouldn't do everything.
If they're windy fuckers, you say yeah to that, and then when it comes to it, oh, I can't do that. No. I'll watch you.
Like, we love the day drink, and we love the old little grandass pubs, and like, very rarely we'd stumble into a nightclub at the end of the night, but like, we wouldn't be out till all hours in nightclubs. We'd be like hoping we could stay for a late drink in a pub.
Yeah,
we don't do girly holidays, we do lads holidays because the females drink all day.
Not
and like Lindsay would be to go to Benidorm, and Lindsay would be like, please can I have one night in a restaurant with a dinner? We're like, I haven't missed that chips. Get over it.
They won't let you eat. Just keep drinking. You can sleep when you're dead. That's all she says to you.
You can't buy anyone's memories. That's how she gets me. Ashley, look, you can't buy this memory. Come on.
Whose line is that?
That's horse. James. I'd say, you're going to be raging when I tell you what happened tomorrow. And you're not going to be in that memory. I'll go on, wait, I'll get dressed. And she'd say to me the next morning, I'd be dying. Ashley, come on, look, we're going down here. I'll get you a bit of breakfast, grand. And she'd literally have to drag me down. And next of all, there'd be a bucket of Corona put in front of me. And then it's 3 o'clock and I'm like, I can't find my way home. How am I supposed to get home?
Yeah.
And why has nobody fed me?
I have to sleep.
Oh, I sleep. Yeah. I go home, I'd get about 4 hours a night.
Right.
Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then I'd be saying to them, come on, we're on our holidays, we'd be grand, come on. But they'd be like, we want something to eat. And it's like, we're in the bar, get tortilla chips. She's like, it's 10 in the morning.
Oh, no, Jamie will go, well, we can sleep. And then we'd be all sitting around and we're like, right, just get the fourth drink down to my band. And she does this, puts the sunglasses on and sits like this, right? And your mum see her moving. She's fast asleep. This thing can sleep sitting up.
I'd be telling her all my inner dark secrets, everything. And then I'd be sitting this way, Jamie, even listening, doing that. She's like, what? I'm asleep. Asleep sitting at like Tiki Beach at the bar. I'd be, what? I'm about to tell you everything. Oh, I didn't hear you. Thank God.
Where's your favourite place to go that you have been together?
I love Benidorm, but any place that we're at the bin, I've always had a good time. There's no way that I'd say, oh, well, except for that time in Liverpool. That's the only time.
I'd go back there just for the memory.
I'd never go back to Liverpool.
Would you not?
Never. I nearly fell in front of a truck. It didn't even help me.
I go back to Liverpool.
My foot fell out of the bleeding shoe.
I knew Jenny's sandal, she was at the bottom.
My foot fell. Oh, and two other gay Joey left me. A truck at the road back onto the path, and like, we are walking up a motorway.
It was the grass in the intersection
was gushing.
We were
staying.
Why were you staying?
That's where we were staying.
I'm like, why were you in Liverpool? I went to Liverpool and I was in a square drinking with the girls.
We've done that loads of times, but this one, it wasn't me that booked it. Somebody else that goes to see matches booked it. Because it's near the stadium, but it's nowhere near the town.
Who did you go with?
We went with Carla, wasn't it? Carla and Nicole and Lauren walked to London. She came down to meet us.
See, that's our little sister's friends.
Right, okay.
That's that group of friends. That's why we weren't there.
Never again. The three of them walking up, boom, my knee was busted. There it was, oh my God. I had to roll back, right? He's like, he's helped me up. No, I had to walk back because my shoe snapped all the way back down the motorway. Here she was, are you sure I need a town? I'm not fucking shoe. Like, no shoe. I've no money to buy another pair of shoes either.
Grand, you're lucky if 20 pairs back in the room that you had to buy. Stop.
Look, you can't buy memories.
Oh, that is so funny. Come here, do you ever fight?
No, not really.
No.
No.
Like, we have sister fights. Like, small sister fights. It wouldn't
What's that like for you is when they have sister fights?
Very awkward.
Yeah.
I think you've been around that long that you know what we're like.
At the start.
Depends on the fight.
Yeah, at the start, it used to be really awkward. Like, when we used to go to Tullamore, if they had a fight over, like, a makeup brush, want to take all the makeup off, and now I'm not going out now. And then Granny would be staring at me, she's not going out, I can't go out. And say, like, my sister's going out.
It's hard because there's three sisters.
Right, okay. Not,
so I'd say, I'm going to have to go on the call. She's going out. She's doing, Lindsay's not going out now.
Because when we first started getting together as a group, so, like, Jamie had her sister, I had my sister, and then Ashley had her friends who was their sister, right? But I couldn't be with that sister. Because that sister would go mad that I was with this sister. Like, me and Lindsay had one of our biggest fights over Ashley.
We had our only fight.
Our only fight. Yeah, like, and it was the biggest fight we've had.
Yeah. And it came up on my Facebook memories the other day. It was 11 years ago.
And
yeah.
She said it to me. She was like, Ashley, look at this. I was looking at her hair because her hair was cut really short into a pixie cut. I saw Lindsay, look at her hair. She's no, that's the night I caused killings.
Do you want to talk about it?
Bit therapy.
Well, like, we had a few drinks before going out, and it was all of our friends that went out, and then you came as well, because we were living together at home, and we had pre-drinks in the house, and I was after drinking Southern Comfort and Red Lemonade. I'd never drinking it before, so...
She's not allowed to drink it again.
Right.
Just doesn't agree with it.
These two were just sitting in the corner for the whole night, having a great time, and I'm like, what are they talking about? Why... That's my friend. Why isn't she talking to me?
And I actually never even got offended that I wasn't. That's my sister. Like, everything was, that's my friend. Yeah, but what about me?
I know, but now I'd be like, that's my sister.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. Sorry.
If anyone asked me who my best friends were, I'd actually say Lindsay and Nicole.
Don't worry, Jim.
You're my best friend, Jamie.
You're my favourite out of four.
See, your sister Amber is younger than you, and you don't have sisters, so you're like your sister. Like, yeah, for you, she goes everywhere with me.
I do actually.
Like, now it's grand when they fight, we're just like,
oh yeah, here we go.
Or you'd probably say, Ash, look, you are, leave her alone, Ash. So leave Lindsay alone. You joke about it.
Is it not the opposite?
No, it always is.
For years, I used to be like, just pick on you, Lindsay.
But now you know.
Now I kind of know.
But in saying that, we don't have big arguments on like that. We literally have,
like, probably once a year, we'd have a little argument like that.
Yeah, we'd be like, oh, will you stop doing that, or fuck off, or why did you say that? And literally 10 minutes later, yeah, all right, do you want a cup of tea? Do you know, it's never at, and like, where we don't talk to each other.
I think that's normal. Like, you're supposed to fight to your siblings, aren't you? Do you know that way?
Well, yeah, anyone looked at her crossways, I'd dick them.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Like, in my group of friends, I didn't realise, but they actually thought I was a bully for years. I never realised I was a bully, but apparently I was, because I was the bossy one in the group. And then there was one that we always had to mind. So who's the bossy one and who's the one you have to mind?
Lindsay, we have to mind.
And I'd also say she's the bossiest one. Yeah. I'd say she's both.
I think she's progressed.
Right.
Lindsay's great at planning. Like, like, oh, you have to do this, am I doing that.
She'd have an itinerary for things, which is great because we need that.
Yeah.
They can't make up their mind, whatever. Look, whoever wants to go wherever. And you'd be sitting, like, we're trying to book a holiday. We're trying to book just a girls' weekend away, and we're trying to book a fucking month. And this weekend we're like, we have to book it. And then someone's like, we'll see. Yeah, all right, we'll go here. And no one can actually make a decision. So it's like you kind of have to push them into making a decision.
Lindsay would get really irritated over that. Like, that would annoy her until it's booked. And a date's locked in, like, white grant.
And that wouldn't bother me.
No,
I just say, let us know that date. The rest of us all probably
know.
Lindsay's going to do it.
It's grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you are the bossiest one and the one that we do mind as well.
Lindsay's not as street smart as the rest of us.
And you think all that scouts training she would be.
Yeah, I know.
She's
great
for pitching a tent and making plans, but you kind of have to mind her. But yeah, don't go on the wrong side of her.
No.
Oh God. So you learn things here, don't you?
You definitely do.
And what about your bad traits, girls?
Oh, we have loads. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
And then can I ask, and you just can tell me now if you want, can I ask what it was like then when your mum passed away?
I think like our mum was sick for a long time, for about 8-9 years before she passed. So, and she was in now hospital for weeks and months on end. So I think it took us a good few years, like I'd say only in the past few years, we're only realising that she has passed. And it's been 17 years now, but it's only recently that we're like, oh God, she's actually not coming back. But we just kind of got up and got on with it. I don't know if it's because we were so young and like that we didn't really know any differently. But I, at the time, I think we were, it was very hard, but we were okay. Whereas I think the friends were more worried about, oh God, they're at the losing their man. Whereas we were just trying to hold each other together and weren't really thinking about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you, Lynn?
Yeah, like it was just, I thought that this is how everybody's family was, yeah. You know? Like I thought that everybody's mom had to go to hospital.
Yeah. It was just all we knew. Like it was always either appointments out in St. Luke's or being away for long periods of time. Like most of Lindsay's childhood, she would have been away from us for the weekend. Her and Nicole would go off, Auntie Linda would look after them, and then me and my brother would go around and stay at me nannies. But we just thought that was normal. Do you know, we actually didn't know any differently. And the best thing that ever came out of something like that was how close the four of us are together. Like even now we do everything together.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 17. It was leaving cert year.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was 17. How old are you?
14.
And Nicole was 13.
12.
And then Craig was 9.
Yeah,
the baby.
And then you then at 17 doing your leaving cert, and then like a baby kind of, because he is the baby.
Yeah, he is the baby, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Like, did you kind of go into like a mother role, or?
I kind of already done it beforehand, like that I wouldn't have known any differently, but we'd all kind of mind each other, do you know, like our vibe was going out. Lindsay would look after Nicole and Craig, but yeah, after she passed, yeah, like there was things I wanted to do and I wouldn't do them until like the kids were older. Like, you know, if I wanted to go traveling or anything, I'd say no, that can wait until, like, Craig was only 9, do you know, you have to wait until he's that bit older. He's still in school. We were all still in school. Yeah.
But I think it's just now, you know, like say you have your wedding day or you have your babies. I think that's the hardest out of everything. Like that growing up, you kind of just were like, yeah, she's not here anymore. Like, and that was that. I don't think we ever really like digested it. Whereas when things happened, like even the likes of Deb's graduations and stuff, it's like, oh, she's not here. And yeah. You, like that, you miss big time.
Yeah. Like, and I know when Lindsay went in both times to have our babies, I cried. I was like, oh God, like, because I can't help her with things like that. I don't know. I'm not a mother. I was saying, all you want is your mammy, do you know? And she didn't have them. And when Nicole went in to have the babies, it was the same thing. And on the wedding morning, I was trying my best not to get upset because, like, you can't say your mum's name around her or anything to do it. And she'd get a bit teary, do you know? So I was like, right, just don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. But she was there the whole day. It was lovely. Like, it was actually Lindsay got married on her birthday.
Aww.
Yeah. And she had like a big table and balloons and everything for her. It was lovely. It was really nice. But yeah, she's missed awful because everywhere you walk around Cabaret, it's like, oh, your ma was great crack. Oh, we loved your ma. Like, and all our childhood stories is of Jamie's nanny and my mum together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did your nanny deal with it, Jamie?
Oh, she was heartbroken. Like, I was 13 when their mum died. And I remember me mum telling me, and she was like, Nicole's mum was at the dying. And I remember just feeling, oh my God, like, what are they going to do? Do you know what I mean? And then me nanny was just heartbroken. Like, that was our little pal. They went down, had a few drinks together. And then when Imelda was sick, me nanny used to go around and sit around in the house and that. But it just was kind of never the same after. Do you know that way? It was our little friend, our little confidant. Do you know that way? And then it was when we started going away together, sometimes we'd go to some of my family. Me and nanny would love if the girls went.
Yeah.
As we'd go up to the room, we'd have a cup of tea around. She'd say, Jamie, I love when they come down.
Mm.
I love being able to see them and they're mad, love it and all. And then sometimes she'd say, oh God, looking at me, heart's breaking.
Mm.
But then she said, I'm delighted I get to see him. She'd be so proud of him. Do you know that way? Like, so it was a bit kind of bittersweet for her. Do you know that way? So, but she missed her terrible. Like, she was heartbroken. Heartbroken for her.
Because it's, and I said this in the other one, and Alison, her sister, dropped dead in a nightclub. She fell to the ground. And she had a 5-year-old at the time.
Oh, God.
And only, I actually had a conversation where she wasn't on the podcast, but she actually came into my DMs and we had a conversation back and forth. And she said, you know, I would just have loved, as a child, I would have just loved, now she's 21 or something, but she's saying now at 21, I would have liked my life more.
Yeah.
She's like, now. She's like, but I at the time, she was like, my mum was gone and I was with my dad. She was like, so I didn't really, and even at 13 or 17, I don't think you deal with the grief.
No.
Yeah, I really don't. I really don't. I think, like, as we got older, it got harder. Like,
so much harder. Yeah.
Well, at the time, you think this has to be the hardest part. Like, it's going to get better. It's just weird how it works.
Yeah.
But at that stage, when she did pass away, we didn't know anybody else, like, around us, even in Cadbury. I didn't know anybody who died. I don't think, like, there wasn't anyone in there, so no. They're like her mom's friends or whatever who had passed.
No, she was divorced. We actually had like a lot of community support. Like, because her mom came from a big family and her dad has a big family. So like there was always someone there. Like my mom's sister was great. She was down with us all the time. Like she looked after us and made sure we were all right. So we like, not that we hadn't got anyone that had passed away, but there was a lot of people around us, you know, to make sure we were okay. And it's only kind of now that you, like, I'm 35 and we were only talking during the day that I didn't realise, like, when you think of your dad, you think your dad, but like my dad was 39 when my mum passed, you know, like, and that's only 4 years away. I'm like, how did he even cope with four kids?
And how did he cope?
I think like he coped as much as he could, didn't he?
Yeah. He did the best that he could for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But like we'd all like muck in as well, you know. Yeah.
And as you said, her legacy is probably that, the bond. Because I have to be honest, which is I have got a group of great group of friends, but I don't actually know a great group who are so close and are so entwined with friends and brothers, sisters and all in your group. I actually don't know. So that's probably like that she's left a great legacy because she's have got a fabulous bond.
Yeah, she has, yeah. And like, you'd know, like the newer friends or, you know, the partners that come in and we'd all be sitting and we'd be talking about all times and whatever. And they'd say, oh God, like, isn't it mad? I never even got to meet her. I hear all these stories, but I never got to meet her. I'd be like, oh, you missed out, pal. You missed out.
What kind of mammy was she?
A very funny mammy, I'd say. Was she?
I remember from holidays, she didn't care on the holidays. Like them all back then. There was no worries when your kids went out. So you know, be on holidays and she'd just say, go on, is that all going together? And she always had a smoke. Call me nanny, you'd always have a smoke. And you were always laughing.
Always.
They were never in bad form.
No.
Always laughing.
No, she was. She was a great mum. She was.
She was very, like, laid back.
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't really get stressed out or get, like, annoyed or angry. Like, she was always up for a laugh. She'd always, like, they always, like, her sisters would say, geez, if you were any more laid back, you'd be asleep. And we say that about Nicole as well. Like, Nicole is younger than us. She's got 3 kids, but she's the most laid back person. And, like, she looks like her as well.
She's
like,
the
long
image of
black
her.
Hair.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Really like a Maloney in the face, and we're all like Gallagher's big cheeks, big bums. But yeah, like really laid back, but really funny. Like she'd be like that. If you want to go for a drink, you'd ring Imelda, or if you want a laugh, if you need a bit of cheering up, you'd ring her as well. Like, and I think that's what we miss.
I don't have any memories of her like worrying about things at all. Like it'd just be sitting, laughing, having the crack. Do you know? I wouldn't have any memories of her worrying at all.
But I don't know how they drank the way they did.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, no, to be fair, yous are kind of getting there.
We do try.
Yous are getting up there, like, you know, as an outsider looking in. Like, you know.
Because you don't join in.
Yous are taking at it very well, we'll say.
Like, Jamie, every year this picture pops up on her Facebook and she puts it up, and it is the best photo, isn't it?
It's the two of them laughing. And
do we
they're
have
in a pub,
really?
Laughing, and their mum is on, like she's squeezing my nanny's shoulders, but they're in stitches.
Yeah.
It's a lovely someone obviously photo. Got it on photo and gave it to, it's, they actually sent it to me through Snapchat about 5 years ago, and I was like, oh my, why did I never see this before? But looking at them, you're like, that's true friendship. That was, that's the way I remember them when we were on holidays, or if we were in the pub on a Sunday with them. They just laughed.
They laughed away through life. Yeah.
And you are right. That's you are dead right.
That's the point of William.
I think what's hard is that there's not very many photos. Like, you know, now there's photos, you capture everything. Like, you've videos of everything, and that you don't really have because, like, it was at the age it was, you know?
Yeah. It was early 2000s.
Though that I was asked for a photo with the girls and I didn't really have them.
Did you not?
No.
Do you not like getting in a photo?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't like to size me.
I don't. It's a terrible thing. Like, and then you have to think back, oh God, I've no photos from them times. But I do try and say to myself, well, that means you had a good time if you haven't got your phone out on, like, and you're enjoying yourself. But then you want to have them.
Mm. And is that tattoo on your arm? Is that your mum?
That's my mum, yeah. Yeah. That's our date that she passed.
Or as she tells people in the bar, it's the date I got out of prison.
That's the date I get out of joy when they ask me.
Yeah. creeping.
That's the date I got out of joy. Yeah.
What is your husband local?
Yeah, so he lived down the road from us in Cabra.
Right, okay. So he gets it.
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't get a choice. Yeah.
He is well used to it now, and I'd class him as a brother. I actually only said to Lindsay the other day, I don't think she's a bit impressed with me. I don't know what we were talking about, and I said, Lindsay, like, if you and him ever split up, because I know him nearly as long as I know her now, I said, I don't know who I'd pick.
Your sister.
I love Kevin. He's find very it very lovable. Very hard between the two of them. She was not a bit impressed with me.
Like, Grania calls him her best friend as well. I'm like,
I know Kevin longer than I know Lindsay. Because me and Kevin walked together in Croke Park when we were like 14 or something. And so I know Kevin longer. But yeah, like, I've grown up with them for the whole relationship. So like, at New Year's Eve, I never had a boyfriend. So I was like there toward Will. So when they were like kissing at midnight, I was like, me too, three-way. So like, Kevin will be me best. Like, if I'm describing like Lindsay and Kevin, I'm like, no, they're my best friends. He's not just Lindsay's husband. He's my best friend. You know, that kind of way. Just, we're a very strange group.
Very odd group, actually.
People don't really like.
You were an actual very odd group, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. Wouldn't change it. No. Although, after the comment tonight, I might have to.
Cast off. Yeah. We love you.
But I think that's a great thing, like, that I find it hard to pick. But obviously, I'd always pick Lindsay, but I'd be devastated.
You'd only be devastated because of the filth.
He's a great cook.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, but like, I just love him. Do you know? He's part of our family now.
That's good.
Yeah, it is very good.
How long are you with Kevin?
15 years.
Wow.
Do you not know? Every month is like a first kiss, a first hug.
Yeah.
This is a first date. This is a relationship anniversary. Then the wedding anniversary. I'm like, holy Jesus. Yeah.
Just pick one.
Yeah. Stick with it.
He says that every year, though. Can we just have one this year? I'm like, yeah. And then still on that date, you know, even the first kiss day, he always comes home with a bunch of flowers, or he'd always, like, you know, send a lovely message.
Right, hang on. How do you remember first kiss and all
Lindsay
that?
Lindsay remembers everything. And we think she's bad at remembering everything. This one, I'd say, Jamie, do you remember? And I'm like, that night you wore that yellow dress and those brown shoes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, Jamie, do you remember such and such happened? Oh, yeah, you had your hair up, you had a pink dress on, you had a purple bag. Yeah, I remember that. And I... She remembers everything.
And I'll remember the name of the person. I'm like, that was your man Graham. I'm by him.
And then tell me about Gogglebox and how that came about.
Oh God. So I'd watched the English one, loved it. Happy days. And then I'd heard, I don't even know where I heard that they were going to do an Irish one. And at first I was like, me and Ma be great at this because we talk to the telly, we shout at the telly, we give our comments, you know, constantly. And I'm a big telly fan. I watch, there's nothing I don't watch. And we were at Lindsay's son's birthday party and we're all sitting around and Lindsay's sister-in-law had said that she was going to go for the casting for it. And I was like, no way, I only heard, I'd love to do it. And that was it. That was all that was said. And then a couple of days later, she got in contact with Lindsay or Ashley or something, was like, they wanted to get the family to do it. But then Nicole and Craig said no. So then they were like, look, we'll ask Jamie and Grania. And when I was kind of going, yeah, a small part, and was like, I'm only going to fight them. I will fight them, but I know they'd say no because we don't do anything like this.
No,
like,
gee, that's wrong because they only wanted families, and you were like, oh no, but I really want to.
I did really want to do it.
The friends do it. Mm. So I said, look, I'll ask, and if nothing happens, it doesn't happen. And Catherine at the time said, no, they don't want friends. And she was saying they're looking for families. I really think Lindsay, Ashley, and Colin Craig, because we were so young and so close in age, would be brilliant. Mm. But the other two didn't want to do it, and this one really wanted to do a Grania. So she was like, asking the friends to do it, and Catherine said, no, it's only families. And then a few days later, she said, look, how about we just do a little screen test and see how you get on. So Grania was like, yeah, I'm doing it. And I think me and Lindsay said, no, we didn't want to do it.
At that stage, Nicole was like, I'll do it. But the day before, we did like a...
it was like over a Zoom
An interview thing, right, where it was in their sitting room. Nicole was like, girls,
she's like, hilarious. Like, I'd say she's actually really, like, more funnier than me and Lindsay. She is hilarious. But like, she's always ready when, if a camera comes out, she'd always like pause. Whereas us two just wouldn't, right, you know. She's camera aware. So she was saying, I don't know how I wouldn't be able to relax in front of cameras or whatever. So she said no. And we said, right, okay, look, we're going to have to do it. Just do the screen test just for her. Because Jamie's that saying, I'll do it if yous are doing it. You know, the usual. Mm. And we done the screen test.
In my head, I thought, right, we'll do it. But we're not, it's just to do it and put ourselves out of our comfort zone. But we won't get it. Do you know what I mean? So in my head, I'm going, we'll never have to do this. This is just a bit of crack now. We'll do the audition type thing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And then we won't get a selfie grant, and no one will ever have to see it. No one will see what we've just done. And then it was, we'd done the first one, and then it was like, right, come back and do a second one. And we're like, right, okay. And then you were like, look, this one that you do is going to go to Virgin Media. They'll do the sign, but it'll be a couple of weeks before we get any hear back. It's going over on the Friday. I remember sitting in work on the Friday going, Jesus, that's going over. And then I was sitting in work, getting ready to go for a few drinks with the girls in work, and the phone rang, and she was like, look, they've picked a top five, and they've picked the top three, and it's your top, like, in the tree. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. And I was like, what? Then I had to ring these three separately, right? Go ho, grand. This one, fast asleep, didn't answer the phone. I was in, and we were told not to say anything, and I was in the middle of Temple Bar, and I kept saying, ho, anyone got Jamie yet? And I kept ringing her and ringing her. I was like, she wakes up now, she's going to think someone's dead. Because it's going to be about 25 missed calls, messages, the whole lot. She rings me back in the middle of Temple Bar, and I couldn't hear what it was, because no one's supposed to know where it was. We we got it. We got it. She's like, got what? Fucking Gogglebox. She's like, oh, I got someone diet. I was like, oh my God, I've literally tried to get you for 2.5 hours. What were you doing? And for me nap.
Yeah, she's going for a daily nap.
She used to have a siesta every day.
Every day.
And were you as nervous then in the moment? Like, or
I think the whole time we kept saying, Asha, look, we'll go for the crack, but we're doing it just to please what we're never going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, every step when they'd ring back, they'd be like, yeah, we'd like you to do this. Oh, look, we'll do it for the crack. We're never going to get it. It doesn't matter.
Because they didn't want friends.
No.
Yeah.
So you're like, we're not fun. We're not going to get it.
We're never going to get it.
We were really funny.
No.
Like, what would people get from literally at the time four friends that aren't funny, slagging each other and slagging whatever we're watching? What is people going to like about that? We're never going to get it.
No. And in saying that, like, after we do every series, we're like, they're not going to want us back. And literally we get a phone call every series and they're like, would you come back? And we're like, do you want us?
Yeah. They're like, we don't know who's more surprised, us or them.
Really?
Yeah, we'd be very surprised when we get the phone call. And then they'd be very surprised when we haven't even sat down to discuss the new season. Like, it's literally until we get the phone call, we don't even sit beforehand and say, oh, are we doing it this year? Are we not doing it? It's when they ring and we're like, yeah, grand. Yeah, no problem. Just send us on the dates and then we'd sort it out between us. But like, even now, most of the time I'd forget that I'm on it. Like, I love doing it. I love sitting there with the girls, having the best time. Like, because you know yourself, even when it finishes, we do always say, oh, girls, we'll have to do this every week, like meeting up.
Mm.
But life gets involved, so you don't get the time. So this time you have to make together and we do have great crack. And I love doing it. And I actually love me watching it, but I hate that everybody else gets to see it.
Why?
I don't like that part. Like, I don't like that everybody else gets to see us on it.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just because I don't get embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed by us, but like, that's like, you know, I would get shy.
Right.
Yeah.
Self-confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be afraid of what people would say or their opinion?
Not anymore, no. I think season 1, season 2, we got an awful lot of stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the babies out of the whole program. And they kind of left everyone else alone, but they picked on us something terrible. And it was only, I think, season 3, when they started introducing new families,
right,
that they took it away from us. And people start picking on the new families. And then it eased in. It was all kind of good things. But season 1, season 2 wasn't nice at all, actually. Like, you wouldn't go on social media. Like, there'd be loads of good things, but you know the way you'd always look at that bad thing and that would stay in your mind, it'd resonate. But now I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't care. Wouldn't bat an eyelid.
And back then in season 1 and 2, when you were getting those things, were you having like a group WhatsApp? Were you having a conversation, or are you just keeping that counsel to yourself and be like,
oh no, we'd have a group WhatsApp.
the
phone would be hopping.
Yeah.
Because we actually, I don't think the four of us have ever sat down and watched an episode together.
No.
Once we did.
What?
Because, we were filming on the Wednesday or the Tuesday, whenever it was out, and we're like, oh, do you know what? I think it was a good episode for us. I think we were on kind of looking through Twitter and things are going, oh, the Cabo Girls, and it's like, girls, it looks like it's a good one for us.
Yeah, because you'd say, like, God, what have I said? Because you forget.
Mm.
Do you know, you don't get to see it beforehand. You get to see it like at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday when everybody else does.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh God, what have I said this week or what's happening? But no, we've never really sat down and watched it.
No, we're all separate. So we're texting. And like, I could be ahead, or like, I've put it on bang on 9 o'clock and you mightn't put it on until 10 past, so she's behind and I'm going, oh God, girls, this has happened. I haven't even got it on yet, but it's already fucking up.
Yeah. We're desperate.
Right.
And then what kind of thing, like what would be said? Like, what kind of stick?
No, now when she says like people picked on us, like, it's not in the sense that like you're walking down the road and so we like, there's that one. Like, it wasn't anything like that.
No, it was
that.
All it was keyboard warriors.
Swear.
Yeah.
And like, you'd get the odd, look at them fat bitches, or do they ever stop eating, or you know, something like that. Or they're very common, or it wasn't even about what she wearing. It was just more like the state of them.
Yeah.
You know, and like, we can't really talk. We sit on the telly and we're more than likely like the state of war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't mean it in a mean or a bad way. And like, we're not intentionally going out to make someone upset.
You're not putting it on Twitter.
No.
Or like, targeting somebody. We're not doing that. Do you know
I'd be of the opinion that like, you know, if you've got something bad to say on things like that, where you have to go in and type, what is the point? Just don't bother. Yeah. If I don't like it, I wouldn't even comment on it.
Yeah, like there was someone from the country that was really bad. Like you just wouldn't. Now I'm not even on Twitter. Oh, but God, I was in Spain and they were ringing me like, is Ashley all right? I was, what's wrong with Ashley? Like, she's going mad on Twitter.
You were going mad yourself.
I was going,
I think he'd called us like four fat heifers.
With a little rat or something. That talking about
talk
me.
Talking
about the dog. And then
that's
it was,
what got me.
Then it was like
my baby.
Common, like we were common knackers and just wouldn't give, just wouldn't stop about us. Like, and it was, you can only take so much. Do you know what I mean? And she was losing our life.
Breaking point. I think it was just, it seemed that night it was one after the other after the other. So like, Jamie got a phone call.
In the middle of Spain, I was like, what's up? I've now forgotten to ring her. But I was just saying, don't get what they have to say about us is none of your business. Don't be going on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? Like that stuff like that would go over my head. Or I'd slate them to myself. Cheek it down, look at them, state of them saying that. I like something out of Fraggle Rock, but I wouldn't write it. I'd probably say it to them, but I wouldn't write it, do you know what I mean? And then I'd get over it. Do you know that way? But that's what I'd try to say to myself. Yeah. People, they don't know them.
Yeah. The more they the more we've done it now, like this is series 7 now coming up. We're used to it now. Now, to be fair, the last couple of seasons, since season 3 maybe, we've, like, it's been, like, the support has been immense. Like, we haven't really had much bad comments really said to
us. And if we had, we wouldn't even pay attention.
And now we don't. Like that, if it is a bad comment, I like it.
Do you?
Do you know, just piss them off really. It's like, meh, I like that, thanks.
Yeah, you just get used to it.
Yeah. You're not in my life. Like, yours, I'll never see your face. That's why I say it now. If you put it on Twitter, I never see your face. I don't know who you are, where you're from. Do you know what I mean? You could be a 40-year-old man living in your ma's basement.
Do you know your ma's box room.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I will never see you. You don't matter to me. So I'm kind of like that now. But at the very beginning, we are new to it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And they actually did try and sit us down and say, like, you know, this could happen and try to make us aware.
Oh, they have a counsellor person.
Nothing prepares you for it. Do you know? Nothing prepares you. And we were one of the first families, along with the Gruffertys, weren't we? That, so they rang and said, look, it was supposed to be top secret. We weren't allowed to tell anybody. But we're going to put something in the paper tomorrow. It's going to be a tiny little article. And we're mentioning you and the Gruffertys. And we were like, yeah, grand. And I think that, you know, the way on the Sunday papers, a lot of people have them on the Saturday night. The phone starts blowing up, me dad and I'll ring. And he's like, oh my God, days, we're right in the middle, the whole the two-page spread is the picture of the four of us talking about us, and they were to taking stuff from like our Facebook pages. They were like, Lindsay likes such and such, Jamie likes such and such, Ashley likes such and such. We were like, oh my God, this is mad. This is mad. I think it's so much easier that it's the four of us. Like, I'd never get nervous doing anything with the other three. I'd say if I was doing it on my own now, I wouldn't do anything. But when it comes to training, I'm like, oh yeah, look, we'd be grand together.
And it's weird when one goes. So like, we've had it where before COVID, one of us could have been on holiday, so we weren't there for that week. So we'd done three. Or like last season when it was just me and Ashley for a lot of it, you feel the difference without having the other.
So hard.
It's like a comfort blanket and it's gone. Even if it's just one of them, it's gone. And we never really are the same when it's not four.
Ooh. Whose house do you do it in?
Me and Lindsay's family home.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the pink sofa, is that yours?
Pink sofas are mine. I'm actually thinking about changing it in a few weeks.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to buy it, just put that out there.
And do you know what? Like, when I got it, it just happened to be like, God, we had our sofa for about 10, 12 years. And the reason why I changed it was because my little dog passed away. And I was so used to looking over and seeing her on that sofa that I couldn't face. I couldn't even do another season with that sofa. I can't watch the old ones and see her on the telly because I'd get very obsessed. So we went and got new sofas, and it just so happened then a lot of the other families were after doing up their gaffs and getting new sofas. And there was, they must be giving them sofas away for free. I wish.
Yeah, sponsorship.
I wish they were.
Hashtag gifted.
And can we just get to meet the other families? Like, do you meet them at any point or?
we've met a few of them over time. Like, we bumped into, like, we were at the Spice Girls and we were walking up the road to go into Crow Park to see them. And we heard people, there's them four wagons or four bitches or something we were called. And we were like, that turned around. And it was Dan and Dan.
No way.
Up behind us. Yeah.
Then we were at Electric Picnic. Oh, and there was a big, huge group of us. And I stayed in an 8-man tent with like 6 other people in the 2 rooms. And they got like a 2-man teepee. So they were a little bit down the way, like Ashley and our plus one. And
not Grania.
Not Grania in plus one, no. I'm like, tag along Tess.
There's no plus ones, it's just
okay.
She's still a bit bitter, leave
her. I know, Sarah. But literally like 3 tents down was Daddy and Mammy Moran.
Stop it.
Yeah, for me,
when I woke up one morning, dying, the 2 of us, and I looked out to see what it was like. And I walked back in, and then Grania looked out the tent, and she was like, there's Dennis Moran sitting outside on his little chair outside his tent. I was like, what? So the 4 of us sat together. We had a great time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we had the Gruffertys.
Then we met the Gruffertys inside. So yeah, there's Laura and the kids. And sure, they were giving out, what are you even doing staying here? You could be coming and going and sleeping in their house for the night. Don't be tenting out when we could live in, as I say, their new mansion, because they're at the building a home and it's stunning. I was gorgeous. We could all stay there. The whole of VP could stay in your gaff.
Yeah, we've met a lot of the older, so like John and Dave, we were at a pub quiz with them. Tracy and Anita.
It's real like a family. You know, you're always egging each other on, or that was a great episode, guys. And it's just really nice, like, to be involved in something with all these lovely people, you know. And like every year, there's obviously some families go, some families join, and there's never really been anything like, oh, they're not the best, or they shouldn't have went around. And it's kind of just like you accept what happens, and you're just delighted that it was a great episode and everyone got on really well, you know.
Yeah.
And is it a thing that he's like, for probably for the 4th episode, probably season, now season 6, you're going into season 7, don't give a shit, but getting dressed, like, you love your clothes and you're like, oh, what are we going to wear? What are you wearing? And all that kind of thing.
No.
You do for like
for the first 2 weeks. Yeah. Saying, well, look back and we'll see when the last time I wore that. They wear that last week.
Yeah.
Even kinda, like, to the extent of doing your makeup and all, the first 2 weeks you're like, yeah, I'll put the winged eyeliner and all on. Yeah. You get to the tour the 4th week, you're like a knacker.
You barely wash your hair, it's dry shampoo and it's up in a bun.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? And is there any nervousness with you that you said, you go, like, oh God, I said that, I shouldn't have said that?
No. No, not really, because most of the time we forget, and the editing team are amazing at what they do. Mm. Yeah, they are. Like, they pull off a great show. Because considering there's like hours and hours and hours of footage, do you know, of us four just talking sitting there talking shite.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, we should like be watching telly and instead we're talking about Peter up the road. Do you know, because we're catching up.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, they have to edit that down. But no, I don't actually don't worry whatsoever.
No, we don't worry. It's more when it comes out and you go, God, that airman, what I said, and you've said something like
pissing in a bag.
In a bag, or Humpty Dumpty was a brick, or the one of the stand up to cancer, and I'll never forget it. It haunts me to this day. It was stand up to cancer, and I, like, we didn't watch it together. I used to live at home with my parents, and I had my telly's here, and I was here. Dad was here, my mum was here behind me, and when it came on, I went, No. These big testicles came down from the sky, and I went, get a good tea bag out of that, and they aired it. And all I could hear was me man and dad giggling. And I don't know what I was more embarrassed about. One, that I'd said it, and now they're hearing me say it, or that they knew what that was.
I was go like, down, Christy.
I was like that in the chair. With the, like, as I always watch it with a cushion, even to this day.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm just a bit. So I still watch it like this, and because but that night I was like, never again. Can't believe the year. Now it was funny, like, I didn't take offense
to
it.
Very funny.
But it was more like, he's at the home and his daughter say that.
Don't.
And why is he laughing? Why do they know what that is?
Yeah.
Do you know? But so a few things like that, but otherwise, no.
There's often a time where, like, I'd be the one to say something really stupid and.
Which happens weekly.
Right.
Let's be honest. Happens weekly.
But it's just normal. Like, it's not in a, like, in any way other than I didn't realise that this was going on or whatever. And poor Kevin gets abuse. He works in the local spa the last like 10 years, and all the elements come in the next morning. Ah, Kevin!
I was watching your wife on the telly last night, and he comes home. You know, if I'm talking about him on the telly, being like, oh, Kevin did this, he'd just be like, Lindsay, will you stop it? Just stop. The Elwyn's literally like,
isn't it gas?
Mad about it, yeah.
And come here, how do you deal with the fame of it all? Because I'm sure you do get recognised and sitting out, or like, how do you deal with that?
Well, I just completely blank it.
Do you?
Yeah, I run the opposite direction. If I'm on my own and someone stops and asks, oh my God, you that girl off Gogglebox, I just say no and walk away. I would get quite embarrassed, do you know? Or like, if they smile and nod at me, I'll smile at them back, but I'll be looking at them saying, I don't know you.
Right.
But they're trying to place you in their head. But then like, if we go anywhere, the four of us together, God, it's not worth it.
Really?
Yeah. It's not, and we don't anticipate it.
Mm.
I think we forget.
Yeah, we do.
We do forget.
When you're with Jamie, it's like she's the most recognisable one. Like,
it's
everyone,
because I'm
like,
on the end.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's either that or it's me. I'm finding out now that I have to wear a face mask. It's me voice.
It is your voice.
It's like, yo, whore, ain't ya? Excuse me? Me? Yeah.
And how do you deal with it?
I just kind of like, yeah. And then I just stand there till they say something else. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God. But sometimes I take redness really very easily.
Right.
And my face would be, please stop it, stop it. It's come from my neck. And people just, oh my God, can I get a picture with you? And at first I was like, yeah, yeah. And now I'm like, it's COVID. Do you want a picture 2 meters apart?
Yeah.
And kids are like, you're off the telly. I'm like, yeah, can I get a picture with you? And one of them said to me, hey, you're after telly, this was only during the day. And I was saying, yeah, I'm not my cousin, I'm now its cousin. Age, yeah, to be now its cousin. He's like, you little pig, yeah. Or, he was just like, no, you're not, I'm the telly. I made like a tick to
him. Yeah,
like, yeah, I am, Virgin Media One, yeah.
Every week, actually.
Or when I'm with these, I don't mind, but when I'm on my own, I'd be scarlet. Scarlet.
And come here, what about your little bike? Because he is obviously, you were on Gogglebox before he was born.
Yeah.
So do you explain it to him that mum's on the telly?
Yeah, like he'd be in bed when it's on, but I record it or whatever, I show him. And he's saying, mum, you're on the telly. Or if he sees it and someone tells him, mum, you're on the telly, but he doesn't really get it.
Mm.
Do you know that way? Like, I was a play school teacher. A lot of the kids, you see, you're on my telly last night.
I was watching everything you were doing.
Staring at you last night on the telly. And to be staring at me, then did you see me in my house? I'd be like, no.
You should play that and say, yeah, I hope you were being a good girl.
But he doesn't really kind of get it at the moment. He's just like, she's me, man.
Yeah. You know, Morgan gets it now, doesn't he? Because Morgan's
only
nine.
Now. Yeah. He doesn't really like watch it. It's only if, like, you know, something happened that one of his pals is talking about, be like, Ma, can I watch that? But
I think he just thinks it's normal that his mum and his auntie is on the telly. Mm.
Yeah. And like, he got to be on one of the episodes as well. So he absolutely loved it.
So I'm going to take it back a little bit, and I hope you don't mind, Ashley, because it is something that's, it's not really talked about, and it's the loss of an animal.
Oh, my little Minnie.
Mm. My friend.
Her little Minnie. Yeah. Because she was her family dog. Like, really? She was 17 when she passed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll miss her something terrible.
And it's hard because my friend, she lost her dog, and she was devastated. And then I was down at the centre down the road, and the man was helping me with my shopping, and he says to me, I said to him, oh, thanks a million. And he goes, oh, thanks a lot. And he goes, have you a dog? And I says, yeah. And the man burst into tears on me.
Yeah.
And he said to me, oh, we just lost our dog yesterday.
Oh God, geez.
And I was like, and he was like, me dad. And I just choked. And I was like, so it's something that people who don't have animals or don't have dogs or cats, are like, I'll get over it.
Yeah, but like, Minnie was part of her family. Do you know, like?
Yeah, she was.
She was. And even lately, you wouldn't have been as close to Minnie. But even when she did die, Lindsay was very upset. And I think it kind of caught you by surprise how upset you were, didn't it?
Yeah, because I was in the room with you when they put her asleep because I didn't want her to be on her own. It was an awful experience. And then having to carry her home in the blanket and all, like, them memories don't leave you.
I know. And then I made her take pictures of her. So, like, I have pictures of Lindsay sitting with me.
But you know what happened, right? So we're sitting there. She's
I'm
like, let's try capture this or whatever, you know? And my son and her nephew Brandon, he comes in, and we were like, we don't know how, like, the kids obviously haven't lost anybody before, and like, Minnie was
like there all their lives. So we're like, you know, this is Minnie and, you know, she's not going to be here anymore. And next of all, Brandon goes, rip Minnie, rip. Like, rest in peace, but rip.
I wanted to throw him through the window.
Just started shouting all over the house, but it was a funny moment, like really lightened the mood.
Did.
Then we had like a ceremony out in the back garden.
Like she's buried in the back garden.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of like Kevin and their brother Craig and I can't remember who else was digging. And the boys, Brandon and Morgan, were digging. And then we put her down, and she's out in the back. So that we have like all these little things on the tree.
Is it a huge loss?
Really is. Because I have her son Max and he's 10 now and I'd give him away tomorrow in a heartbeat to have one more day with her. I really would. I'd be like, someone just take him.
No, I love him.
But he's so bold. Whereas Minnie was so great.
She was
so placid.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And even like watching back, or, you know, if I catch an old ad, if it comes up and she's on it, I'd kind of go, oh God, I miss her something terrible. Like I was devastated. Devastated. It took me a few weeks to get over the fact that she wasn't coming back.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was like, I lived alone for years, so there was only me and her in the house. Do you know? It was quite hard.
And other than Max, will you replace her?
He is a tricky little person.
Right.
He is not quite fond of humans and he's very protective of his house. So like, you know, the old post gets it in the morning, like shredded. Like he'd be a bit aggressive with strangers coming into the house. So I'd have to be careful all the time with him. If not for now, I said I'd never get one after Minnie, but to try and calm him, I would. But I don't know how he'd take to it because he is quite territorial. He's a little shit.
Very.
Now he likes him.
I like him.
I have an awful fear of him as well.
I don't.
He's literally Minnie's double. Oh, and only in the past few weeks I've noticed how old he's getting around his eyes and all. Because when I get him caught, like if I got €1 for every time I walked out with him and someone stopped and said, oh my God, I'd be a millionaire. He is so handsome. But I'd be like, don't touch him. He hates humans. I should get a sign. He hates humans. Don't even look at him. And he walks around thinking he's the bees and ears. Like he struts, doesn't he?
Mm.
He's a little terror.
Jamie, if I can ask you about your granddad.
Yeah, my granddad passed here in December. With the lockdown, obviously, from last March, he wasn't. My granddad used to go for a couple of pints every day. And he was a real placid man. Like, he never raised his voice.
No, he was a lovely man.
He could put a bleeding car through his house and he'd say, oh, for fuck's sake. And that'd be it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Never raised his voice or anything. So with the lockdown, we hadn't really seen him. And he lived alone. Me nanny passed 5 years ago. So we were trying to, like, I was cooking a dinner. Me ma was trying to just be the sole person that gone into him because our sister works in the matter. Two brothers, one of them works in the buses, so he wasn't off. And our other brother works in the corporation. So they were all still in work. So me ma was saying, look, where everyone is isolating, I'll just bring the dinner in or whatever. So I was only kind of seeing him once a week.
Mm.
And I was saying, Jesus, fucking hell, like 9 months passed and I was only seeing him probably about 20 times. And only, dear granddad, how are you? Here's your dinner. What would you like tomorrow? Or would you like me to go down and get you a little pint? No, nothing. And he just wasn't well. Oh, he actually fell and he rang and he says, can you just come around and pick me up? He fell down into bed. And when I picked him up, like I could feel his bones. I was like, man, he's had to, like, he was never a big man, as in weight-wise. I was like, Jesus, he must have lost so much weight. So we were supposed to go to Boston, obviously didn't get there with the COVID. So my mum and her sister says, look, I'm going to ring the doctor, try and get the doctor down tomorrow, whatever. With COVID, doctor wouldn't come down, which was ridiculous. So they eventually got him up and doctor just took one look at him and says, get that man to the matter or he's going to pass. That was in the October, the midterm sometime. So it had to be the end of October. So they went down and they were saying like, yeah, what is it? Like, we think it's pleurisy or whatever. It might be ammonia. We were like, yeah, Grant. And my man, our sister, just says, look, he's had to be in him for 9 months. He has not had COVID. We're had to protect him from COVID. We want him head to toe because we don't know what's wrong with him. We want it done. So they were looking for everything. They were ringing us, asking us questions about, because he wasn't great at swallowing.
Right.
And he had emphysema. So you're saying, I was saying to him, it has to be the next stage of emphysema. I'd say they'll give him a little oxygen tank and he'd be grand. Mm. And then a doctor came back and said his motor nuance is this. And he's in the end of life care.
Oh,
so that was like a big, big shock.
Oh my God.
That was in the November. So he was in 4 weeks and they found out he had motor neurons disease. And then they said, like, you can bring him home. He had a peg up his nose because he wasn't allowed to eat anymore. His throat was starting to stop. So we are all trying to say, right, if we can't get palliative care in yet, because we're saying, no, he'll live another year. He has the maximum of a year left. But yeah, he couldn't really walk on his legs.
What kind of shock was that to all of you?
It was mad. And I was saying to him, how did we not know the science? And everyone kind of felt a bit of guilt, but it was COVID.
Mm.
No one could get around to him. You couldn't sit with him. And then he used to go for his little few pints to get a taxi down. And my ma and our sister used to take turns collecting him.
Mm.
But we hadn't done that for 9 months.
Yeah.
Do you know that way? So no one's seen him. Like, he was always a little bit unsteady on his feet or whatever. And like, when you said it was stage 4, we were like, what? That's unacceptable. Like,
it was very rapid.
And then my granddad would always be, he took a few mini strokes a couple of years ago. Nothing major. He was fine. Like, but he's from the country, so he was always really hard to try and understand.
I could never understand the word.
Especially with a drink on him.
He'd just say, there you are. And I'd be like, yeah, Grant.
So he went to, he used to go up to Mary's, St. Mary's. And she never once said an inkling of motor neurons disease, nothing. Like, and he went to every appointment. And what really sounded the alarm with me, man, our sister, was that he was at the getting a checkup in the September. And when he went back in October, that's losing like a stone. Here I was, he lost a stone. How did he lose a stone? I was a little bit raging. It was me and him are eating the bleeding same. I'm cooking for him. But we were trying to bring him home and then it just got a little bit too hard. He was being put on a peg into his stomach and he couldn't breathe with the emphysema, with the motor neurons. He was gasping for breath. They kept saying, if you give him too much oxygen, it'll dry up his lungs, make him worse. So they advised my family to try get him into the hospice. So we tried to get him to stay in the hospital. We were saying, like, he is very sick. We know he's very sick and he stay here, but with COVID, they weren't having a bear of it. So up to the hospice he went and he passed away within 3 days. Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah, he passed away before Christmas, a week before Christmas, 16th.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And he was grand. He went up on the Friday and I went up on the Saturday. And my granddad would be very quiet. So I was sitting there reading. He used to keep the paper for me. He wouldn't give the paper to anyone every day. Give that to Jamie or the magazine. Don't take that. Give that to Jamie. And it's because I haven't read a paper since.
So you're not getting a free off your granddad?
Yeah, I don't like buying them. Or, yeah, we went up and he was saying, I just want to go home. I don't know who's paying for this.
Oh,
and
God.
We were saying, I said, Granny, you worked all your life. We were telling him it's like a respite. You're not going to tell someone that you're sitting in a hospice. But we genuinely thought we were going to get Christmas out of him. And the Monday then we were all in work and a doctor just rang me ma. My ma was actually after ringing them and saying, come here, can you set out a date? I know with COVID, but he's 13 grandkids and they'd all like to go up before Christmas. And where he was like a little garden beside him.
Right.
So we were saying if we can get the kids into the garden and one by one, they could just go into him. And she, let me ring you back. And she rang your ma back. She says, I'm actually ringing you to tell you that your father's taken a turn. So my ma rang all of us, went up, and by the time we got there, they were just putting him on the pump. That was the Monday, and he lasted till the Wednesday on the pump. Now, he was kind of in and out, like, he wasn't waking and talking, but he was kind of, you know, if you went into the room, you're saying, oh, granddad's me, he'd be kind of opening his eyes a little bit, or whatever. But, like, the hospice were very good, and I know during COVID, they were so strict and so hard, but, like, my ma has, there's four of them, plus myself, that's 5. My own nanny's sisters would class him as nearly their second father. Mm. Then my ma has a sister that's not really a sister. She was just reared with some,
like every family, I think, every community.
So there was about 15 of them at one stage wanted to go up, and they were saying, no, only four are allowed in. And then I was kind of saying, I don't give a really bollocks who's going. I'm going in. But like, and in fairness, they gave us a family room. And when he was passing down, we called them all over. So we were all actually there when he passed. So it was nice. His own sister, his siblings, all their partners, and myself, we were there. So it was nice to have that, considering not many people have during the COVID. But the shock of it, even now, I don't think...
Really?
Like, it's 5 months on. I can't believe my granddad's dead. But I think because we're not meeting.
Mm.
You know, you're not seeing your family. You're not seeing your friends.
Mm.
You're not, like, I haven't gone to grave or whatever. But I said to you, man, you're not seeing people say, oh, there you are, how are you?
Mm.
The normal way to grief, you know, that way. I'll go up there and have a cup of tea with her.
Mm.
I don't think it's her at
all. I didn't really see him before either. So
like that's what my ma sister said. She said, sometimes I'm having a bad day. I say, no, he's in the house. He's fine. He's in the house.
Yeah.
Do you know that way? Because it's not like you can ring and say, oh, I'm having a bad day. Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to go to pictures? Do you want to do something? You can't. Do you know that way? So, and then when you do see someone, they're saying, oh God, yeah, dad. And here I am. Oh God, please don't call me about me granddad. Do you know that way? So, I don't know. But I do feel that, like, my own family themselves haven't grieved yet. Because like that, they haven't been together, you know, that way.
Didn't get to celebrate them either, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in fairness, we got the funeral out of the way, and then the next day, the Christmas lockdown hit. So we were blessed. We were allowed 25 in the church.
Yeah, so we couldn't even go to funeral. No.
We were allowed 25 in the church and 50 back in the pubs are open. We were allowed 50 into the pubs once they stayed at their table.
And like that, it was an awkward conversation because we were saying... We'll go, we'll stand outside the church. And at the same time, she's texting and she's like, girls, look, I'm really sorry. You know, 50 back at the afters, and Jamie has a really big family. And she was worried about having to tell us not to come. And we're saying, don't you even think about that. Don't be worried about, you shouldn't have to worry about something like that. Do you know, when like somebody is at the passing. But yeah, it was just sad that we couldn't even be there.
Yeah.
To be there for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or to even have them, like, you know, where you can say, Jamie, come down for a cup of tea, or just knock up unexpectedly to see if she's all right, to see how she is. You can't do that.
All he did was bleed and arrange a flower delivery.
Yeah.
Sick of the flower woman.
Yeah, flowers everywhere. Yeah,
me too.
It's nuts, isn't it?
It's just mad.
And can you imagine the amount of men, and it is mainly probably men, that are on their own out there, your granddad's age, who went to the pub for that pint. And even if they didn't talk to anyone,
They went down, had their paper, had their pint.
Yeah,
that was their routine.
Yeah, that was my granddad's routine. Probably all his life. He walked all his life. He'd be finished work at 2 o'clock, come up to me, nanny, back down. He'd be home for six, do you know, that way. And that's how we tried to keep that going after me nanny passed. Like, he was at retirement, so I let him keep his little routine going. And I was saying, maybe that's losing the weight because he's not drinking the Guinness.
Mm.
You know, you're trying to think of all these excuses, but it was literally the motor neurons ripping through him. And then on the Wednesday, everyone was saying, I have to get my hair done for Christmas, have to do this, have to do that. I was saying to me ma and our sister, I'll sit with him. You just go get his hair done. It's grand. And I would be very close to my granddad. My ma had me when she was 16. So my nanny and my granddad were like my second parents. Do you know what I mean? Spite me bleeding rotten. I said, I'll sit with him. It's grand. So I was sitting with him. And his sister was there. She's from Cork. And we were sitting there. And I was saying, granddad, you know, it's grand. If you want to go, imagine here I was passing him over. You want to go now? You go. I said, I'm too mad at you. You can't even say that. You want to go now, Jim? You can go. I'm here now. You can go. Go on. You can go to me, nanny, and all. I was telling them I remember stories they told me years ago when they first met and all, that used to buy our chocolate before, that's how we got talking. So I used to buy a bar of chocolate because they worked together. I said, no wonder she went out. Would I go out with somebody about me? And then he started passing. Here goes, Jim, don't stare at me acting the bollocks. Me mad, kill me. But then I just called the nurse in. She said, ring your family. It's not going to be too long. He passed then about an hour and a half later then. And you always used to joke about things like that.
Like when he was coming home, I said, right, I'll do Wednesday and say Friday night. And I was saying to him, oh God, I hope he doesn't die on me on my watch because I'm crap at staying awake. So here I was, like, imagine I woke up and he was dead.
And we'd have to say, no, you wouldn't. Don't be worrying. Yeah, that won't happen. And then you're saying, oh God, I hope that doesn't happen to her.
Because you know she's asleep as well.
I'm crap at staying awake. If I'm tired, I'm gone. Nothing I can do. My body just takes off. I'm like a newborn. Gone. But it was, oh God, what? And it was, oh my God, I can't, ma. Here she was, yeah, just get me here. I think my granddad's going to pass. This was Jamie, don't fucking start now. We're a little bit away, ma. I'll just hurry. And then one of my ma's brothers, God love him, I rang him. I said, do you want to make your way up? Because the nurse started telling me he's going to pass soon. He said, I have to go and collect my car in Fisbury and then I'll be up. But do you think I have enough time? I said, yeah, it's up to yourself. Yeah. Then you must ring him and tell him to go up here. It was, she's had to tell me to tell you, just come, if you could come up now, that'd be great.
Forget about the car.
He can't wait for you to go to Fisbury to get the car.
But like, I'd be, they'd class me, John and Jimmy and Ashton, they'd class me as, say, our younger sister, their niece, their younger sister. So you're saying, Jamie, what do you think? I'm here, I am. I'm not that big to be making a decision. Do you know what I mean? But in fairness, we are all there, and that's the way my granddad would have wanted it. And he got a good it got a good send off compared to other people in the college. Yeah, you know what I mean? Considering it's mad, but sure, what can you do? But I don't really feel that. I don't feel myself. He's gone sometimes. Do you know that way? They'd be like, oh. And I think it's true COVID. I think because you can't meet up with people, you're not walking around. Life's not back to normal.
Mm. It'll probably be when you go to club for a drink.
Yeah.
Like that's not back open. And because our granddad drank down the club, and when we go down, he'd always be perched at the bar.
Yeah, he has a seat.
At the bar, it hasn't been open since.
Be down when you go in, you might get a bit of a fright. We'll all get a bit of a fright not seeing him at the end.
Yeah,
she'd go over and ask for money for a drink off him. That's what she'd be missing.
No, that was it, a little thing we had. I'd buy him one drink, he'd buy me four.
We'd all be going over here, Jim.
I'd say, now I'll buy the first pint and he'd nearly buy the next four. Grand.
So I'd love the fella who's sitting in the seat when we go in.
Oh, sure, what can you do? That's life. But I wouldn't like him to perish any more than he did in that motor neuron. Like, and then obviously we were doing a bit of research on it. You hear of people that, like, they have the breathing tube, and I was saying, God, they get paralysed nearly. It's like, no way. At least he could move his hands, move his legs. He could move what he could, you know, that way.
Yeah.
So thank God he didn't get to that bad, because how heartbreaking that would have been. You know, like, and we were all there, and my granddad loved his family, you know, that way. So it was great that we were there for him.
He's such a close family.
Oh, yeah.
He is very close. Yeah,
like, we all live in Cabra. There's only one that lives in Blanche. No, and that's when she comes in, we're all like, Dirty's in, Dirty's in. Where's Dirty? You going to Dirty? Are you coming around to see Dirty? Now it's like, Dirty's at Morrit's Gate. You're walking around to Morrit's Gate to see Dirty over this bleeding COVID. But we're all just really, really close.
And we all live in Cabra. Big families are really close.
Yeah.
How are yous all finding COVID?
I'm finding it tough now. I'm sick of it.
The second lockdown was a lot worse than the first. I think because, so the fourth one was this time last year. So it was bright, it was sunny. It didn't really team, but like,
oh, you had the bingo night sketch.
Yeah.
Cabra kept doing bingo nights.
So
it was great.
Christmas. So we hadn't seen each other from when we finished filming. We hadn't been in the room together up until
2 weeks ago.
Because I actually brought over Lindsay's kids' Christmas present and all Lindsay's Christmas stuff.
Yeah, and I had to knock up and give Jamie horse and then give Granny horse not so long ago.
Once.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But like,
it was tough, this one. I really did struggle with this one.
There was days where I struggled, and then there was days, like, I had a dream the other night that I was walking through a shopping centre and nobody had a mask on. It was back to the way it was, right? And I was looking at everybody and I was saying, where's your mask? Where's your mask? Like, what are you doing walking around without a mask? And they said, where's your mask? And I'd done that to my mouth and I hadn't got one. And I woke up in a fright because I'm so used to now going out, having your mask, people wearing masks, that, like, I'm saying, is it ever going to go back to that way? Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of it takes over you that you don't even realise that you're doing it anymore.
Mm.
Do you know?
How are you, Lindsay?
I have to say, like, I'm not one of these people who, like, you know, meditate or manifest or anything like that. But from the start of lockdown, even till now, I keep on thinking to myself, it could be so much worse.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting to be at home with the kids. I've worked since I'm 14, like all the years. You never get the time, unless it's maternity leave. And even at that, it's a struggle being at home when you're maternity leave and you're going back to work 6 months later. So I've really tried, like, I don't want to sound really stupid, but I've really tried to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I love being at home. I love dropping the kids to school. I never had that like that because I was dropping them off at like 7 o'clock in the morning and they'd like get to school and I wouldn't be home till 7 o'clock that night. So to get that time at home with them, I've really, really enjoyed. And like the first lockdown was really hard. We didn't see each other at all and we'd be really close, like the four of us, as we said, like Ashley, Lindsay, Nicole and Craig. And like my brother lives like out in my back garden and Ashley and Nicole live next door to one another. So we're literally in each other's pockets. Mm-hmm. But for the first lockdown, we were separate. So I was with Craig and she was with Nicole and I was getting angry at her being like, you're with Nicole and I'm not with you. And then she's like, but you have Craig.
I was, like, yeah, it was really, it was very hard. It was very, that part I struggled with. Like not being able to go over and see Lindsay and the kids or not being able to go and see Craig or not being able to even the kids, the babies to play with one another. Like, because Billy would say, I miss my cousins. I want Caoimhe and Quillen because they're his best friends. And the girls would say the same. I just want to see Billy. And how do you explain? You can't see them.
Mm.
Like it was so hard. That was the hardest part. But like that, I loved every other minute of it.
Mm.
Like even like I went back last week full time. And to say I'm exhausted, I don't know how, like, how we did it at the pace we did it before. Like, I think there's a lot of good things are coming out of, yeah, there's really, really bad things, but I think there is a lot of good things where you don't miss, like, the expensive clothes or the drinks.
Expensive night, though.
Yeah. Like, you in Temple Bar or whatever. You miss your pals and being able to have a cup of tea or, like, you just miss them little things.
That's giving you perspective.
Yeah, definitely has.
Yeah, like it's definitely, I think, highlighted the work-life balance. Do you know, whereas before you were walking to live, whereas now it should be that. No, am I saying that's the opposite way?
You're walking to live, yeah.
I live and to walk, yeah, whereas now you're walking to live. Have I flipped that?
Yeah. No, we know what you're trying to say, though.
Yeah. Like you go in, do your walk, and then just come home. Like you shouldn't be doing the extra hours or sitting over a laptop at night time or anything like that or worrying about
it. Stressed out.
Just switch off. There is no point.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going back to the office. Can't imagine it.
No.
Don't want to do it. If I could walk from home for the rest of my life, happy you.
It's coming though.
Mm. No, I know. Yeah. Like I'd say we'll be back by September. And I've seen my niece and nephew more now, because even though I'm walking, I can run down the stairs and have a quick little play and run back up then doing another little bit. And I never got that before.
Yeah, but then do you remember how hard it was when lockdown was really bad and they weren't allowed around?
They weren't there.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
That's lockdown one.
Yeah. That was so hard.
That was so
lockdown
hard.
Lockdown one was my favourite.
They wouldn't even come into the garden.
My favourite too.
My brother came home from England and all, I was delighted. Yeah.
No, I didn't see my kids.
Lockdown one was great.
That's the only thing I didn't
like. Isolated together, I loved it.
Mm.
Loved it.
A lot of people did do that. A lot of people self-isolated together, like their families came home from abroad and they did that and it worked really well.
Well, when I was home for 8 weeks, I was thrilled. Mm. And now we haven't seen him. He's at buying a house now.
Before lockdown was just about to happen or I was announcing that was happening, Lindsay rang me and she'd actually, look, pack your bags and come over and you can stay with us. And I was saying, oh God, will I? Won't I? Because then Nicole is next door. And like that was very hard. She had Lindsay out the back, Craig out the back. But it was hard to even make that decision. And I was like, no, look, I'm grand here. Like, what am I going to do with the dog? The dog will have to come with me. And she was like, we'll make room for you. You'll be grand. But like, don't do it on your own. Mm. Do you know, don't stay in the house on your own.
And God love anyone that did have to do it.
Yeah.
Because it was so long.
Yeah.
And it still is. You know what I mean? It's still going on.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And come here, we said off mic earlier at the start of this that you're doing Darkness Into Light tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, me and Lindsay are doing it tonight and Jamie's doing it with her whole family tonight. Yeah. Mart's been trying to persuade Gwanya, but she's not having a bar of it. Which is weird because she normally does every year.
And why don't you want to do it?
She's just tired.
Just not mentally prepared for it.
Mm.
really like, yeah. Normally,
it be very emotional.
Normally I'd be like, right, I'm doing it this year and I prepare myself up for it. I haven't done it this year, so I'm just not there yet.
And you're a bit of a crybaby as well.
A bit of a whinge, are you?
Oh, yeah. You're the emotional one.
Me and Lindsay.
Them too.
Me and Lindsay. Like when Jamie's nanny died, she spent a day comforting us too.
Never again.
What's misconceptions people have of yous, do you think? Do you know?
Oh God.
Oh God.
What a tricky question.
People think I'm very bossy and I'm actually not.
No, like that's someone Jamie. Say to me, your friend Jamie is mad. Like I wouldn't want to do anything on her because she looks like she'd kill me stone dead. My friend Jamie is all talk. She is afraid of our own shadow.
I'm a mouse in the house. That's what I am. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. So how I love you.
She wouldn't say boo to anybody, but no. I think, that's a big misconception.
Grania?
God, I don't know. Never thought about it before, really.
No, me either. I wouldn't know.
I don't know. Like, I think, like, from things people have said to us, I think what you see is what you get. We are just four friends who sit and slag each other and watch the telly and slag who's ever on it. It is what you see is what you get. Do you know, in that terms. So, I don't know.
And season 7's coming, is it?
Maybe hope September, so. If we get the phone call.
Yeah.
We never know till end of August. Call. So, phone call comes, then we'll decide.
What's the future for you?
In terms of Gogglebox?
In terms of you guys, four of you guys.
Oh, I'd love to get on. I'm a celeb.
I
would, Fran.
You would?
I wouldn't do a trial, but I'd go on.
I'd vote for you to do a trial.
Well, hopefully we get a little holiday away, a little girls' weekend away.
Yeah.
And even then, down the country anyway.
Yeah.
No, the cold text is booked. We're going.
Is it booked?
Yeah. Is it booked? Well, yeah. At least there's something going. Then we were thinking a family holiday away, then a couple's holiday away, and then just...
And when they say family, I'm going.
Right. I don't know. Like, there's not really...
I'm trying to get over to my brother as soon as I can. He's in Milton Keynes playing football, but he's at the buying a house.
Fab.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh my God, my 22-year-old brother's at buying a house. I'm 31 and I'm still living rent. But sure, what can you do? So I'm trying, that's me aim this year. I do nothing else if I just get over to see him because I haven't seen him in ages. That's just about for me.
Lindsay?
I'm hoping to get an attic, convert to the attic.
Lovely, Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay, how are you doing? That'd be amazing.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. Well, if Craig moves out, then I'll do something out the back.
What are you going to put up to?
Like maybe a new baby.
Yes. Oh, Lindsay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Malcolm's catching.
Yeah.
Would you have another one?
I say every year I'm going to have another baby.
You want
then,
to fire.
Jamie, I say that in the January, then the February, I say no. No, I'm not doing it.
Before even I had kids, like Morgan's 9 now, Jamie's like, I want 5. 4's a blessing, 5's like a maze.
I'm on 1.
Yeah, I'm like, where's that football team you were building all them years ago?
Yeah. Just... Don't get me wrong, Kobe's a dream and all. I would love more kids, but I'm just like, not yet. Because he's at that age and I'm getting a bit of my life back together.
And there's so many things happening, like any birthdays or holidays. Like Jamie would say, right, no one get pregnant.
Mm. I'd go to an open an envelope. I love it. Love parties, love seeing my friends, love socialise.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm actually getting a bit more dependence back from, you know what I mean? He's at that great age. But every year, I'm saying it since he's one, having another baby this year. Then next month, No, not yet. Maybe next year.
Well, on that note, girls, I'll leave it there. Thank you all so much for sitting down with me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being one of our pals.
Yeah, thanks very much. Oh my God.
I feel like I know you years.
I've had to waffle in the ears off you.
No, you haven't.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.